You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You wouldn't expect to see Carhartt jackets and overalls at a fashion show, but writer for VogueMagazine.com, Liana Sattenstein, says it's not so far-fetched. Sattenstein says after the harsh winter last year, even fashion gurus are looking for sturdy winter coats. A few weeks ago, Sattenstein wrote an article about her shopping trip in Kalamazoo. She says she needed something warmer while visiting her boyfriend's family in Battle Creek.
I came there in, a very thin knit, and what happened was I just wanted something warm, and, I would think hunters, they're outside all day in the bushes, in the woods, and, and so I decided to take a tip from them and find the jacket for myself.
And so afterwards, you stopped by Louis' Trophy House Grill, and you met two guys who actually talked about how camo patterns actually have a purpose.
Yeah, they were super nice also. I guess they were duck hunters, and one of them said that he was wearing a certain camo, which was similar to the one that I was wearing, which you wear out in the field more. It has, the wheat pattern, and then it has just sort of grass. And then the other one was more of a woodsy pattern with twigs and leaves that you would wear when you're in the woods. So I guess I didn't know that there was actually a difference between the certain types of camo that you're supposed to wear. I thought it was pretty just basic.
So what kind of winter wear is popular over there in New York? Are you seeing this kind of outdoorsy clothing?
I haven't seen anyone yet with a hunting jacket like the one I bought in Michigan. But here is a lot of puffer jackets you'll see as temperatures get colder, and, maybe something with an embellished collar, a fur collar, a faux fur collar. But I think there is a shift towards more industrial strength workwear in terms of outerwear. So you might be seeing more Carhartt or labels like that really deal with durable fabric and cold weather.
Why do you believe these Midwestern styles, or at least this kind of durable sort of workwear, is becoming popular right now?
I think a lot of it has to do with just the temperature change in general. It's been getting extremely cold over the past few years. We had a polar vortex last year, which I think threw everyone for a loop. And so you want something that doesn't just look good, but you want something that is actually going to provide you warmth. And so, taking these qualities from clothing that people wear for their job or their lifestyle where it's really cold, you want to apply that to your daily lifestyle and look as well, because everybody wants to be warm. People want something functional now. You see even these Instagrammers, there's this man, his name is Mr. Mort. He, he'll take a photograph of, maybe a construction worker or, someone who wears these heavy-duty pieces of clothing, and he finds the beauty in the uniform. And it's, also functional, and also it looks great.
So do you get any compliments on your camo jacket?
Yeah, some people actually, if they're from the Midwest or, North Carolina, someone actually stopped me as I was leaving the office the other day, and they complimented, and they knew it was a hunting jacket, which I thought was great. Some people notice, especially if they're from an area that has a hunting culture.
That was Liana Sattenstein, a writer for VogueMagazine.com in New York. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.